We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Three current and former Illinois State Police troopers were shot last night at a cigar lounge in Lisle. One was killed, two are recovering, and the motive may have died with the shooter. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
The three men, an off-duty trooper, a retired trooper, and a retired special agent, were at the Humidor on Ogden Avenue. They were sitting and watching TV, according to police, when a woman who was with them, sitting behind them, identified as 51-year-old Lisa McMullen of Chicago's South Side, stood up unprovoked, pulled out a handgun, and shot 51-year-old retired trooper Gregory Reeves in the back of the head, killing him. She then shot the other two, 55-year-old retired Special Agent Lloyd Graham and 48-year-old off-duty trooper Caton Bullock, and then killed herself with a shot to the head. The wounded officers are stable, according to State Police Director Brendan Kelly.
Obviously, for the men and women who serve in the Illinois State Police, it's part and parcel of their job to have to deal with crime and violence and difficult circumstances on a regular basis. Not always expected that while they're off duty that they may have to face that type of violence.
Lisle police said the shooting was captured on surveillance video. They said they didn't know why she did it. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Chicago woman is only the second person in the U.S. confirmed to have coronavirus. The woman is being treated at Amita St. Alexius Medical Center in Hoffman Estates, and Dr. Stuart Marcus, Chief Clinical Officer at Amita Health, described the situation to CBS2.
We determined that there was a history that the patient had traveled through the Wuhan region of China. The patient was placed into isolation, and we called the local departments of health to take appropriate action. Throughout this entire episode, we've been working very, very closely with the CDC.
The coronavirus is spread in the same manner as a cold or flu through fluids associated with coughing or sneezing, and prevention is similar as well, with frequent hand washing and avoiding contact. And the concerns about the virus have not stopped the celebration of the Chinese New Year, the Year of the Rat, at Navy Pier today.
In the Aeon Grand Ballroom, traditional Chinese music plays while performers dance, sing, and even demonstrate traditional Chinese martial arts to ring in a prosperous new year.
More lucky, more money, more rich, more everything good. Wish goodness.
Reporting from Navy Pier, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.
A meatpacking plant in Chicago has recalled several thousand pounds of beef.
The Amity Packing Company is recalling 2,000 pounds of raw ground beef due to possible contamination from pieces of plastic. The recall notice from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says the beef was produced on January 6th of this year with an establishment number of 6916 printed on the right front side of the package. The items were shipped to stores in 9 states, including Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. If you bought the beef, either throw it away or take it back to the store for a refund. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Kenosha County declared a state of emergency yesterday following shoreline winter storm damage. The county is now seeking federal aid for repairs. City officials compiling damage costs from the storm, which ripped brick pavers from the lakeside promenade, caused the collapse of the shoreline in Southport Park, and damaged the park's beach. Horace Staples, Kenosha County Director of Emergency Management, said communities along the lake, including Racine County and Milwaukee, are also seeking disaster relief from the storm. Chicago police are warning about armed carjackings on the Near West Side. There have been two this month in the 2600 block of West Jackson. Both happened in the afternoon. The first incident was January 10th, the second just last Thursday. Police say in each incident, one or two men order the victim out of the car at gunpoint. They're also accompanied by someone driving a getaway car. And Harvey's new police chief is on his way out after just 8 months on the job. Chief Eddie Winters was placed on leave Thursday pending his removal from the office. Winters is a 25-year veteran of the Chicago Police Department and declined to give a reason for removing the chief. The Daily Southtown reports Winter was originally hired to rebuild Harvey's police force.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.